You're all going to jail. You're going to prison because what you just watched right there, that was a teenager. Those were teens. Those were like 14-year-olds in a bloody bar dressed as women doing the splits, which it's got to be illegal in at least 30 of the states of this country, taking cash tips from adults. I'm going to repeat that. These were teenagers dressed in sexual outfits doing provocative dances, taking cash tips, and you watched it. So you're going to prison. You're going to jail. You should feel bad about yourself. You gotta rethink your life. Why the hell do you watch this show? That's the world we're living in today, by the way. And that's okay to put onto TikTok. That's okay to put onto Instagram. You can sexualize children. You can even put them in adult situations that you are not supposed to be in unless you're 21 and tip them for doing that. That does not violate social media's policies. However, I did make a video offering to shave a feminist's armpits, and that was considered hateful conduct and deleted and removed. I'm glad that we have our priorities straight. Someone who also has a priority straight, Lily Kate, who isn't, what I mean, because what you do the show, you go out and you test these college campuses to see if they're sane or not. And I'm just wondering, I haven't seen a lot of the show. I'm imagining almost every of these college campuses that you test fails.
Yeah, pretty much every single one fails, especially California. So we're just about to start season two. Excited about that. But yeah, no, it really is scary. We ask students, for example, what do you think about the American flag? And we have a visceral reaction. They say, oh, it's so scary. And then actually in UC Santa Barbara, we asked some students, do you think the pride movement should include people who want to date their siblings? And the surfer dudes and one of the staff members were like, yeah, sure.
Ew. Yeah. This is the point. As we're talking about today, it's like there is this weird convoluted idea about sexuality. We've taken down all of the binaries of sexuality, right? So there's it's homosexuality. It's you don't need to be married. It's you can live and let live, do whatever you want with your life. And then now the binary that they're trying to remove, right? They removed male and female. They removed basically every standard, even American. Everyone can vote. You're neither illegal or legal. You're just a human being.
Yeah, it's destigmatizing everything in society correct. To reach freedom, which is really the harmful idea that came out of the sexual revolution, right? We redefine freedom. Freedom is the obligation to do what you ought to do, as defined in Galatians 5:13. You know, I'm a Bible girl. And, but we think freedom is just the freedom to do whatever you want and fall slave to your basest desires. And that's what we're seeing, you know, the failed theory of feminism prove right now. And this transgender narrative, sexual freedom is the only freedom and the only right that is important to the left.
I know. And the binary they're trying to remove now is minor an adult. Mm. That's they're trying to blend that. And we're seeing this. We're going to talk today a lot about this attack, not only on children, but the fight back of these detransitioners and not just detransitioning from these horrible puberty blockers and the attack, the mental problems that come from sexualizing a kid at a young age, including probably being molested and things like that. When you're in these environments, right, you're around drugs. It's a really terrible thing. And we are going to be fighting back. We're going to talk about this coming up. On that note, welcome back to Slightly Offensive. It's the best worst show on Blaze TV, where we always have confetti of color in 8K graphics. Do you know that we also, you've never been on the show, right?
No,
have you ever seen the show?
I watched the episode with Kaylee Campbell because she's my friend.
Okay, so you did see that. So you do know about the 4D graphics?
No.
You don't know anything about 4D? She doesn't know about 4D graphics?
Oh my gosh. It's down my dress now.
Dang it. It'll take off the screen on that note. We got a crazy show coming up. Before we jump into today's show, a huge show. I just broke something. I want to give a huge shout out to our sponsor for today, MyMedic. Now, you guys know this right now. No one starts their day with the thought this could actually be your last day. But people are dying every day. It is a crazy world. You never know what's going to happen. And unfortunately, this company was started because a family member ended up succumbing to their wounds after a car accident when bystanders had no first aid supplies or training. And they watched and waited 25 helpless minutes for personnel to arrive. And I've been watching these. You see these videos on Twitter all the time. People just get shot. They get jumped. There's just terrible things happen to them. And it's like, you don't want to be left without a medical kit that can actually save your life, the lives of your children, your spouse, and the people around you. And this is why MyMedic's goal is to empower people, not only just with the tools, but the skills, the knowledge, and what you need to save lives. So this is I have the even bigger version, because I'm like, I care that much about my safety and the health of my family. So I invested in their larger full-size pack. This is everything you need. This is the MyThak Pro. And it's not your typical box of bandages. It comes with over 100 quality first aid and trauma supplies, including a tourniquet, chest seals, quick clot, and more. With this kit, you'll be prepared to treat everything from basic cuts to a gunshot wound. And it's sad, that's literally possible in every city here. You can just get shot. It's built in the U.S. and guaranteed for life. I won't go out in the field without one. Go to MyMedic.com and get 50% off the MyFac Pro, plus a life-saving online course absolutely free with promo code OFFENSIVE. Be prepared. Be confident. MyMedic.com, MyMedic.com, promo code OFFENSIVE, OFFENSIVE, MyMedic.com, promo code OFFENSIVE. I've done it again. Wow. Topo Chico, the unofficial non-sponsor of the show. I do want to talk to you about this, Lily, though, and you have a little one little confetti in your hair. Watch. Yep, it's gone. There we go. It's gone. I had to do that to you. It's confetti of color. Everyone enjoys it in their face. But are you familiar with Dr. Phil?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there's this Dr. Phil segment that we're going to talk about mutilation and of parental control. Mm-hmm. Now, this Dr. Phil segment has a frame that makes the mother the antagonist in this story. And if you pay attention to the vocabulary used and the arguments used, it is to vilify the anti-trans mother. And the mentally ill one from the jump is the mother who does not play the game the society has created, which makes her the villain. And this is what we're seeing as a problem in our country, is that not only do you have to fall in line and accept everything that the world is telling you for your children, to raise your kids, right? Your kids, you don't have the right over your children anymore. But on top of that, if you try, if you dare to speak up, if you dare to step out, if you dare to take control of your own family, you will be mocked, you will be derided, you can lose your job, and most importantly, the one who's trying to save the kid has become the villain in society. The ones who are looking out for children, again, the ones that are calling out the groomers are the hateful ones.
Right.
They're the evil ones.
Yeah, we're the ones getting taken off of social media, and it's almost like you're in a custody battle with the state for your children, and it's terrifying for a place for parents to be in, for sure. And also, again, coming back to compassion being the main thing, and compassion calls to destigmatize everything. And so if you destigmatize, you know, transgenderism, if you destigmatize child abuse, destigmatize pedophilia, then you're naturally going to get to this ends where you're now enforcing people to be so compassionate that we have no standards anymore. And I am for one who loves societal standards, and I think we should at least conserve those if we're going to be conservatives.
Right. Let's go ahead and let's play video number three here.
That is being experienced is just a mental illness or a delusion or a distortion, or what is it? What do you think?
I just recently got my bachelor's in psychology, and I have been taught that it's gender dysphoria. I do believe that it may be a form of mental illness. It's not just that he was born male. I mean, he is a male. He was born with male parts. He is a male. And I'm just not going to feed into the delusion that a man is a woman.
You know, Cleveland Clinic did a study on transgender brains. And when they did the study, they found that the brain of transgender people, their brain is actually more similar to the gender they identify with than the gender that they were assigned at birth. I mean, it's an actual brain difference.
Okay, but I don't think, and I think that that's a mental health issue.
A neurological fact.
Okay, and I could say that I identify as a rich white woman right here on your stage, and I'm not white. So identifying as something is totally different.
It is interesting, though, that as we come into this world, right, the mother is speaking facts. Number one, she's a black woman, so everyone else needs to shut up. Why is a white man trying to interrupt her?
I know, especially.
She needs to be able to speak. But on top of that, you hear the pain in her voice that she has a transgender kid, and she's saying, like, look, at some point, we've got to stop this BS. We've got to move on, and we've got to say, we acknowledge that mentally ill people exist, that people with mental disorders are real, and then maybe there are neurological facts, which I don't buy, by the way, those studies.
No.
But then maybe there are neurological reasons why this person is doing this. But it doesn't make it true. It doesn't mean that we should sponsor it. And just like people who have ghost limbs like somebody who has an amputee and they can feel their leg, they feel like they have a leg. It doesn't mean their leg's there. Their leg's gone. Okay. You lost your leg. It doesn't matter what your brain's telling you that you still have a leg. That's a common thing. Your brain says you still have an arm. You still have a leg. It's like, no, you don't. Reality is you're an amputee.
Right.
Okay. Your brain's lying to you. That's same thing with addiction, with anything. It's like, you don't need that drug. You don't need that opioid. Your brain's lying to you. It's telling you why are opioids so addictive?
That's the same with sugar too.
Yeah. It tells you you're going to die. When you try to quit opioids, your body thinks it's telling you you're going to die if you quit.
Yeah.
But you're not going to die. In fact, you're going to live a better life. Our brains are deceitfully wicked. Few can know them, but they're also not always honest. And you would know that if you're freaking human being.
Well, it's almost because like our brains are malleable. Like people like biohack themselves to be able to trick their brains or trick yourself into dieting better or wean yourself off of sugar. But if we're going to go with studies, I mean, John Brooks did a study that said 94 to 98% of children grow out of this gender dysphoria after puberty. And then if we're going to go with other studies, I mean, the stats reporting on who is identifying as transgender has doubled pretty much every decade with every generation since World War II. And so if we're going to look at that, it was like 1% for the greatest generation. Then all of a sudden now we're at 20%. And so it's like, maybe it's not even a mental illness. Maybe it's just societal grooming or cachet or a social construct, to use a term that the left constantly uses. And so, you know, she's probably right about it being a mental illness in some cases, but even more so than that, it is just a societal contagion.
No, it is though. And I also like this new phrase, sex assigned at birth.
Mm.
Honey, you're a doctor, right? You can assign sex. I think it's like 16 weeks right now, I think is when the main indicators come, when you can figure out a baby's sex in the womb.
It's now at 6 weeks with like blood tests, but yeah.
No, it's now 6 weeks?
Yeah. Something.
Okay. So apparently insurance doesn't cover that for a lot of people, but at least like a few months, like 4 months into a pregnancy was standard, at least before this. Now it's 6 weeks, apparently. You can find out a baby's sex. It's literally genetic testing probably earlier as well, in case you wanted to go in that direction. There's no assigning sex at birth. That's the weirdest thing we've come up with. What did you get assigned? The doctor didn't have the power to say, well, you're a male or a female. There's literally anatomical variations and genetic variables that actually define you of who you are. These are what are called our sex chromosomes. And unless you're retarded, which if you watch the show, maybe you are, but I also mean, you know that there are some variations with Klinefelters, and you even have, you know, not just with sex chromosomes, you can have, you know, XXXY, you can have different types of variations that do change the morphology of the brain, the neurological circuitry. Those are actual genetic problems. These transgenders, or the ones that go through, they're not even transsexuals, they're just people who have bought into a lie. Mm-hmm. And I want to play this next video of Dr. Filthy. I guess we'll call him Dr. Filthy now.
Has a nice ring to it, yeah.
Dr. Filthy. Who just keeps digging himself into a hole as this base, you know, space black mom's epic, and she's totally making sense. And this guy's just looking for ad dollars, and to say what's correct in the moment, right? It's like TV medicine. Let's play video 4.
So according to a study that was done by the National Center for Transgender Equality and the National LGBTQ Task Force, so when there is a parent or parents or loved ones in the home who do not support the identity of the transgender individual, 51% have attempted suicide, 48% have become homeless, 47% have become addicted to drugs and substances, and 29% have actually had to engage in sex work.
You're not going to guilt me into accepting him as a woman, because you feel like if he makes a bad decision, that is going to be my fault. No. If he were to listen to me, I wouldn't have to worry about those things, because let's talk about some of those numbers that you mentioned. Mm-hmm. Even when Joe Biden, during his presidential debate, was talking about legalizing young children transitioning, he said his reason was because so many transgender women of color had been murdered. And he said, I think the number now is up to 17. Now, as a leader in the black community, there are thousands of black men that have been murdered. But you won't hear Joe Biden talk about that, because those black men did not have a wig on. So I'm not going to elevate.
This
excuse me.
I'm not going to elevate
the issue of transgenderism over black men, because at the end of the day, y'all still black men.
Gender identity is who I go to. So.
Oh, that was awesome.
We need to get this. See if we can get her on the show. Let's find out who she is, because that's she is.
Oh, good for her.
State probably then, right? Because yeah, she has some sort of an accent. She has a black accent. I don't know anyone in Congress speaks like that except for AOC when she needs to. But Lily, I mean, that it's so rare on network television. I don't even watch it, to hear somebody speak like that. And I came to a conclusion yesterday on Sarah Gonzalez's show. Just to remind people, I'm on that show every Wednesday, The News and Why It Matters, and we talk like real news and politics. Is that it is insane that we were celebrating. We're like, hey, the local Grapevine school district nearby here, they finally passed legislation that they're going to call kids by their real gender and not acknowledge their made up pronouns, and they're going to stop putting porn in their schools. And I'm like, why is this a win? Why are we like, yes, we're going to stop giving porn to kids? Like, why were we doing that? Why are we here in society where we're like, the win for educators is that they now are going to follow science and stop trying to sexualize my kids. And it's like, even this too, it's like, wow, it's such a win that somebody understands common sense.
No, literally. I mean, common sense, obviously, we've heard is increasingly less common. But one thing I do want to say is that a lot of people fall into this word trap, right? Sex is the scientific classification of what you are as a human, male or female. And then gender is the linguistical expression of that. And we all think like gender is equal to sex. No, it's just expressing your sex in language. And then behavior, the left is trying to say that your behavior is actually equal to your gender. And they're saying, oh, well, gender is a spectrum. No, behavior is a spectrum. Gender is not, because gender is just the expression of the science of who you are. And so I think that, you know, constructively, the right has to stop using the word gender when referring to male or female. You have to use the word sex, because then you're going to get confused otherwise. So that's just a side point of something that always bothers me about when people use the wrong words. But I mean, you're right. We need to get back to basic definitions, fundamental definitions. What is a woman? What is a man? What is democracy? What is a recession? Matt Walsh just needs to keep asking those questions all day. He's great at it. But
no, yeah, but the point of this that I think people need to demonstrate is that when the mom was rolling her eyes, like at the studies, what was the LGBT task force? I'm sorry. What was that again? A task force for LGBT? Yeah, that is not something I want around my kids or my life. I also think that was a dude, that fat black chick. I think that was a dude.
Yeah, I think so.
I'm not sure though, because that's a, you know, what'd she say?
You are still a man.
Oh,
and then
okay. Because
reacted.
I was going to say, with all the money that you put into your healthcare transition, you could have just lost weight. It's sad the fact that you turn into a woman and you still turn into be an ugly bitch at the end. So it's like, if you at least be hot, you know, if you're like, oh, go get inside my belly. That's why that's so gross. Anyway, this woman is awesome. And she's like, she's going, your studies are dumb. And this is what people don't understand. I want to make an argument against science. Science is cringe and gay. And the reason why it is because studies really are basically the findings of what somebody financed. And that's very important to understand who
They assumed the end goal.
Correct.
Yeah.
They go, here's what I'm trying to do. Now, obviously, there are just some studies where it's like you're trying to see if a certain molecule interacts with another molecule in a certain condition. That's not what we're doing. These are social study, scientific studies, meaning they're just like you have participants. And she brings up the point. Okay, so you're saying that this person is trying, they're trying to kill themselves if I don't acknowledge their behavior.
Right.
But what you're doing now is you're saying, because they made a bad decision and they're trying to remedy that bad decision with another bad decision, I should somehow deny reality. And that's dangerous, because sometimes people are going to make bad decisions. It's like, hey, you know that if you don't let someone, I mean, if you put someone in prison after they kill someone, it's going to make their mental health crash and they might try to kill themselves in prison. You're like, yeah, well, unfortunately, they shouldn't have killed someone if they didn't want to be in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
You chose the wrong path. So you put yourself into a bad mental health position and you've put yourself into that place. Suicide's not funny. Suicide's not cool. We don't like that people can kill themselves. It's not the great end to your kid, but it's saying, hey, you being in a bad mental health position, I'm telling you how to get out of it and where we can. And because you're denying reality, you're unhappy.
Yeah. And the insidious and tricky part about all of these studies is that the conclusion is every single time the conclusion is they are unhappy because society is not accepting them and committing violence against them, et cetera, et cetera. It's always society's fault. And you have to ask the question, okay, so if there are a lot of, you know, they always go back and say, well, actually, you know, Joan of Arc, she was actually non-binary. Well, actually, Alexander Hamilton, he actually, you know, George Washington was a cross-dresser. I've heard that one before on the Sanity Check show. And so they're like, LGBTQ people have been throughout society and society just doesn't accept them. And I'm like, okay, first of all, why weren't a bunch of LGBTQ people in the past, historical figures, en masse killing themselves if suicide is an ending that they always run into? And they're like, oh, well, society didn't accept them. Then again, they come forth today and say, well, society is not accepting them, aside from the fact that we literally have like months and multiple days out of the year dedicated just to them. They always blame it on us when you should be asking the question, well, what are you doing to your hormones? What are you doing to your body? What decisions are you making? Drugs, alcohol, going into bars like that, like we saw in the beginning, that are leading you to a place where you feel desolate, hopelessness, and you feel like destroying your own life. So the studies aren't even asking the right questions. That's why you just really can't, there's a study for everything out there. You know, you can't trust them all the time.
And you see it gets debunked. They're unhappy because they're not following truth. Now, like this study from UW Medicine, The communications team actually published a false information. Mm. The University of Washington study, in partnership with Seattle Children's Hospital, actually claimed that gender-affirming care via puberty blockers leads to positive mental health outcomes for transgender teen patients. That characterization, however, was false, forcing substantial edits to the materials used to promote the study and prompting UW to cease promoting the research.
Wow.
Signal has a laundry list of issues with the study. Number one, the data did not back up the claims made about mental health improvement. Two, the researchers provide little specific data that is typically on display in these kinds of studies. And three, the researchers may not have used the correct statistical methods. And it's like, we have all these things telling people, I literally had a transgender on TikTok that I got to take Lupron right on air. And he was like, oh yeah, see, it makes me feel better. Like, as if like that's how hormones work.
It's a placebo, first of all.
Yeah, you pop the pill and you're like, wow, I feel like I have a vagina. This is, you know, that is not a, that's a dussy. It's a designer pussy. That is like, that is gross. Like that is just, that is a mangled penis that right. is inverted and shafted inside of you. And the problem of this is like, they go studies.
And I'm like, look, ask the right question. Are you happy?
Yeah.
Are your friends happy? Or y'all all taking drugs and drinking alcohol all weekend to like numb the pain? Actually, to be annoying, another study actually did come out over the last 100 years of how much women and men drink. And now women drink more than men. And so I asked the question, feminist, are you actually happy? Because you're drinking like way more than men are now. And so you just got to ask the question, are you happy?
I know. Well, and that is the question. And that's like, it's true though. Because if ever I'm less happy, I'll find myself drinking more too. Like, it's like, I mean, like if you go out somewhere, you're like, oh yeah, whatever, having a good time. Also that last live stream was pretty rough that we did. That was pretty fun. We have these really great live streams right now on 8 p.m. on Saturdays. We just hang out and drink with the friends and have a good time. Chad Prather's on this Saturday. I think Adam Krigler's
my favorite.
On
Everybody
as well.
Thinks I'm Chad's daughter. Literally, Alex Why? Stein came up to me and he was like, are you Chad Prather's daughter? Has I been on a show a lot?
Oh, you do look like you could be his child.
I don't know.
You do, but you do. And I want to say this, that the sad part is these studies are not just trying to humiliate people. Mm. There's also a devastating one as a woman sues a psychiatrist over the gender transition as she fights back. It's absolutely amazing. So historically, studies have suggested very low regret rates for people who transition, about 1%. Now, some experts are uncertain if these studies are relevant to the much larger cohort of young people presenting with gender issues today, of which 2/3 are females in their teens. Many have existing mental health conditions. Her complicated home life had given rise to the feelings that she was somehow defective. The feeling grew in her mid-teens when she realized she was attracted to other girls. That's not transitioning. That's just... you're just into different sex.
That's just
sex.
Wanting a best friend.
Like, yeah, at 17, she searched for answers and on the internet and discovered transgender. She had hoped transitioning would bring her greater happiness and self-assurance. Instead, each surgery plunged her further into depression. As my unhappiness grew, I felt the cause of my unhappiness was because I was not male. So the answer to that was to change my body even more, she said.
Wow.
He said that he was worried Langadinos? Did not know how psychological factors could influence the outcome of gender transition. He strongly recommended she receive therapy for social phobia, have regular psychological follow-ups during hormone therapy, and that family therapy would be helpful. And this was sort of a moving in a direction of like coached into something and reaffirming like a confirmation bias that, quite frankly, is not only unhealthy, but also led to permanent damage. Like, no one understands that this is permanent damage that you can't undo. And I want to say this before we jump in any further into the show, guys, do not forget that as we talk about these and crazy things, you can forget about the most important and the little things in life, like making sure that you protect your family jewels with the best boxers that are battlefield tested, special forces tested, and honestly are so comfortable, you're going to regret not buying a pair. And if you've been watching the show and you've been hearing about Undertak boxer briefs and you haven't bought some, I don't think you like yourself that much because they're so comfortable. I've given extra pairs to my friends and they're just amazing. And they're not made with all those crappy materials that can cause like infertility and whatnot. These are breathe. They wick the water. They come in masculine colors and gray. Even girls, there's girls. Maybe my wife's the only one who likes to wear my boxer briefs. Like, girls like to wear boxers to bed. They're comfortable as heck. So buy a pair for yourself. Even if you're a girl, buy a pair, buy a spare. Don't go to these weird shops that give you these little boxers that just like lose their stretch. They cancel people for being controversial. You want, people that love America and love you. And here's the best part. They're almost 30% less than the competition. Go to getundertak.com, GETUNDERTAC.com. That's getundertak.com. Get 20% off site-wide with offer code OFFENSIVE20. Satisfaction guaranteed. Or your money back. And if that isn't enough, UnderTAC donates a portion of its profits to veteran organizations that are actively fighting human trafficking. Go to getundertak.com,
It's getunderattack.com, offer code offensive20.
So, you know, it's interesting because these people are coaching people, and you see the problem with this. We have this video here that further explains this sort of weird obsession with teaching kids about sex rather than letting them discover it on their own. It's not that hard. You get married and it's not that hard.
Yeah.
You just penis a vagina. Like, as long as you tell kids, I saw a college student not know, like, he asked, how do you pee if you have sex? And he didn't realize, he didn't know a lot about the anatomy. So maybe once you're 20, you should maybe get an anatomy book and understand a little bit. but maybe when you're 4, you don't need to know about the clitoris. Let's just watch this.
Hi, this is a vulva. A lot of people call it the vagina, but the inside of here is the vagina. This is the outer labia, and this is the inner labia. This is the clitoris. Vulvas can come in different kinds of shapes and of sizes and of colors. And they're all normal and they're all beautiful.
It's a child abuse.
Oh, man. This is, the mom standing behind the camera.
Yeah, this is the vulva. I just found out, what is a vulva? I found that out 3 minutes ago. I'm still trying to understand the name. Replay that video. No, but it's like, I'm sorry. I only at 4, you need to know about the labia. Like, you just tell a kid, no, don't touch me there. This is my private square. R-A-P-E. Rape. Don't do it to me. No, you didn't even tell a kid about rape. It's like, what are you talking to a kid about your vulva?
Seriously.
Like, I feel, is that really allowed to say that on this show? I feel like I just committed a crime.
I know. Hypersexualization obviously is the issue we're running into, that the militant LGBTQ activists are constantly saying, oh, no, we're not doing that. But all of a sudden, all of these videos, like we said, libs of TikTok super doing a service to, you know, the rest of society by literally just reposting the stuff that they're putting on. And actually, back to the article, one really important line is, because of her unstable home life. That's the key. All of this mental illness, tricking yourself into, you know, folding into these societal issues, it comes from the breakdown of the family, an unstable household. And again, I mean, you know, we say this all the time, but restoring the family as the first and most important political and religious institution, that's what needs to happen to stop all this madness from happening.
It's true. And guys, that's what I'm going to say. It's time that we start fighting back. You need to sue people for predation on children. You need to go to these doctors that have hurt your kids, that have caused long-term psychological effects. Mm-hmm. Sue for malpractice. Actually take them to court. They have insurance. Hit them in their pocketbooks. They do it to us all the time. They cancel us. They take away our sponsors. And they always come after what? Everything that we hold near and dear. And we told them, you could take our money. We don't care anymore. We already gave up our free speech. We've given up so much on our guns. And now they're like, cool, we've gotten all of that. Your money, your rights. Now we're coming for your kids. And then they're going to... You want to have sex with your children and call you a bigot for not letting them do it. It's disgusting. It's reprehensible. And by the way, if you're having sex with kids, your head should be blown off your shoulders by the state, of course.
Bring back public shamings, execution. Yeah.
For harming children like that. You're sick. You're disgusting. You're perverted. And you don't deserve to live. Anyway, I want to give a huge shout out to my guest today, Lily Kate. If people want to find you, if they want to follow you, where can they find you?
Yeah, Instagram at It's Lily Kate. I got banned, but now I'm back, so that's good.
Welcome back.
TikTok, I actually just got taken off officially, so you can follow my TikTok at the.lilykate. If you want to see my show, Sanity Check, Sanity Check USA, Instagram and TikTok. We're just starting season 2. If you're on a college campus that is totally insane, we'll definitely come hang out with you for a day.
Yeah, and my new movie premiered today, so... you need to go to uncletom.com, UNCLETOM.com, type in my name, Elijah. I help co-produce it. It's a red pill movie, meaning if you want to try to watch it with people who aren't political and you want to try to show them how, this really shows how the elites, destroyed Black communities by tricking them into thinking they were already destroyed so that they felt like they could never get out, and the way they're doing that to our country now. So just get the DVD, buy some, support the film. A lot of big names like Brandon Tatum and Elder and a lot of names are in this that are incredible. And, you know, you'll see some of my work in there as well. But, you know, put my name in. You get 30% off. I literally was like, please give me a code for my people so they can get a discount on this. So if you get 30% off, with just type in my name, Elijah, at uncletom.com. And it's so good. I'm so excited. I'm going to be at the premiere this Friday in Dallas. You can also get tickets to that, too. I think tickets are being sold. It's like a populist movie. Like,
oh, yeah,
like,
I'll be there. Yeah.
Yeah, we're opening it up to the public. So we'll put the link in the description if you want to just come meet me or come say hi and come hang out.
Check it out anyway. Thank you so much again for watching another episode of Slightly Offensive, the best worst show on Blaze TV. Do not forget to leave a 5-star review on the audio only podcast. So some changes are coming to this to the channel, and positive changes in ways that we're going to be able to bring you more content more regularly, more frequently, and in ways that you want to consume it. YouTube is killing us right now in the algorithms. It's so bad. We're not getting any impressions, which is okay. I'm not trying to impress anybody. But for those of you guys who have been loyal SOB Slightly Offensive backers, thank you. And it's been so good and so much fun. And so we're going to make some changes to adapt and to move. Don't forget to support us at blazetv.com/Elijah, BLAZETV.com/ELIJAH. Help us fight censorship. You can get sign up there as well and join the fight. Thank you so much again. I'll see you tomorrow night at 8 p.m. ish Central with Chad Prather, possibly Adam Krigler. And we'll see who else might join the fight. Did I say have a great rest of the week? I don't think I did. Have a great rest of the weekend. May God bless the United States of America. I'm signing out.